1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and we're broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills, California this evening. Friends and foes, friends are now foes. Environmentalists, organized labor, gays, and abortion rights groups, liberals and Democrats who once admired Ralph Nader's tenacity as a consumer are now dedicated to stopping him from hurting Al Gore. This is the latest we get from AP. Attacks against the Green Party presidential candidate are mounting from those once closely aligned with his progressive views. So Ralph Nader, who has this sort of insurgent candidacy and not a big one in terms of the numbers in the polls, is apparently having enough of an effect in this campaign whereby he could be drawing some votes away from Al Gore. And as this election nears, we want to get a couple of different perspectives on the election. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is joining us here to talk a little bit about that. And Doug, I understand you're out having a bite to eat right now.
As a matter of fact, I am, Phil. I'm over at Jeffrey's over here in Laguna Beach, but I got to get back to work because I have a deadline to make.
How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thanks. Thanks for asking, Phil. I did have that problem that you and I were talking about, but I don't want to get into that.
No, I understand that, but I just wanted to make sure that you're over that.
I am. And I am fully committed, Phil. By the way, you might be interested to know, and I think your listeners should know this, that I will be coming out tomorrow in my newspaper column, the Orange County Courier. I am fully committed to a Ralph Nader presidency. I believe the time has come for a gay president. I think that...
All right, now hold on for a minute because, you know, Ralph Nader is gay.
Well, you know, I mean, if you take a look at it, the guy is 66 years old. He's never been married. He's an environmentalist. You know, that's close enough for rock and roll. And I think that we have to begin to see that...
Are you saying Ralph Nader is gay? I'm curious.
I'm telling you that he's as close to a gay president as we are going to have right now. And I think the time is now for gay Americans to say, okay, it's payback time for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's payback time for Matthew Shepard. It's payback time for Ellen. It's payback time for a lot of things. And I think it's time for a gay president.
Okay, the question, because you were supporting Gore up until 24 hours ago, right?
I was supporting Gore, but I'll tell you something. Vice President Gore, I don't think, is a gay-friendly candidate. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I believe that if I don't speak the truth, who is? There are a lot of journalists, but there's very few gay journalists. I happen to be a gay journalist, and as such, I do believe that I have the ability to speak the truth. And
why are you going away from the Al Gore presidency, a candidacy? You're not telling me.
Because Al Gore blew me off for an interview. I asked for it. His people didn't get back to me. If that's the way he wants to treat the gay community, I'll tell you something right now. He's made me angry, and that's what happened. So we're basically directing, and that's why I want to let all your listeners know tonight, wherever they are listening to the Phil Hendry Show, and I'll be doing about three or four other radio interviews, Phil, this evening. I am directing them now to vote for Ralph Nader, and this wouldn't have happened had Al Gore given me the interview. And
You know what? People are... Ralph Nader is not going to become president of the United States.
No, Ralph Nader... Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? That's number one. Number two, Ralph Nader is going to be president of the United States if your listeners care about the health of their children, if your listeners care about the security of this country, if your listeners...
What is Ralph Nader's campaign doing?
It's not Ralph Nader's campaign. It's me. And it's millions of gay Americans. Now, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can be honest enough to tell you this. If we call a general gay strike, and that means every gay worker in America walks off the job, should Ralph Nader not be elected, guess what? Medical services, the armed forces, airlines, and construction. Those four areas will be very, very hurt. And I will...
All right, hold on for a minute, because what you're threatening is something that I find a little bit odious. You're threatening the health and well-being of people. What are you talking about, the airlines? Are you saying there's a significant number of gay people?
I am telling you right now that if we call a gay strike, the medical profession, I'm talking EMTs and doctors, the construction trade, and I'm talking about everybody from foremen all the way down to laborers, I'm telling you that there's a probably good 40% of the armed forces is gay, and I'm telling you that, not to mention the cattle industry, as well as interstate trucking. So this is something...
So what are you threatening?
I am telling you that gay workers will walk off the job if Ralph Nader doesn't make a good showing on Tuesday. And that means your children, and I know you're a stepfather, Phil, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If they need emergency services, we got a problem.
You're telling me that gay people are so entrenched in...
What, are you surprised? Are you surprised that they're medical professionals? Are you surprised that they're involved in the police departments? Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I guess I'm surprised to the point that if gay people walked off the job, are you telling me that the police in this country would stop functioning?
I'm telling you that if gay people walked off the job tomorrow, 50 to 60% of the police forces of the United States of America would have no workers. And I am telling you that you would not feed your children, because up to 70% of the cattle industry workers, and I'm talking about ranch hands, I'm talking about beef processors, are gay. Now, this was something that Al Gore brought on himself by treating me with disrespect. So the word is out. Now, Barbara Streisand, I know, has endorsed Al Gore, but once she gets the word on the cattle industry deal, I think she's definitely going to be there.
Okay, so she's going to endorse Nader.
I think so, because I know Barbara Streisand enjoys a good steak, and I don't think she wants to have her meat supply interrupted, and that's what's going to happen if gay people walk off that job. Now, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, and I want you to be clear on that. Because
yeah, I got that, Doug. And let me just tell you something else. I've known you for 10 years, and I've known you. You came out of the closet.
I came out of the closet 6 months ago, and I have lived through hell. But I know what it's like.
Okay, but I've been your friend through that time, and I know that you're the kind of a guy who is very, you know, your politics are important to you. But if you're threatening a strike, if you're threatening that gay people walk off the job if Ralph Nader doesn't get elected or make a strong showing.
I want to see a strong showing. I want to see 15 to 20% of the popular vote.
It ain't going to happen, man. Nader isn't going to get 20% of the vote.
Then watch. Guess what? No steak. No cattle industry. No medical.
So in other words, kids out there that need an ambulance, kids out there that need a doctor, all the gay doctors and all the gay EMTs.
And when I say gay EMTs, you're talking about 90% of the EMTs that are working out there.
Where are you getting these figures?
Phil, it is well known in the emergency medical profession that most ambulance workers and EMTs are gay. I would say up to 80%, okay? This is a standard. I tell you what, if you don't believe my figures, then why don't you not vote for Ralph Nader? And you watch it when you try to finish your house. I know you're doing some construction, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Nader doesn't get in, all those guys are off the job. Nader doesn't get in, you don't get any cops out to your house, and all that nice jewelry your wife's got gets stolen, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
So what are you threatening?
I'm not threatening anything, Phil. What I want is a little bit of respect. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? And I want a little bit of respect for my profession as a gay journalist so that Al Gore will talk to me. Otherwise, there aren't going to be any people out there hammering or... And the airline pilots, forget it. You won't even be able to get a flight from here to San Diego. Because up to 70% of all airline pilots are gay. They ground all of the...
Man, okay. Let me give the phone number out, okay?
Because if you want me to start talking to people,
Yeah, but you can talk to people and give them your opinion on Ralph Nader. I think threatening that there won't be any emergency medical services because you're going to call it a general gay strike, I think is threatening some mayhem in this country.
Well, Phil, let's get some respect for Ralph Nader's candidacy then.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Doug Danger. He's a writer for the Orange County Courier. You're endorsing the Ralph Nader candidacy for president because you say he's gay.
I'm saying he's as close to gay as we're going to get.
Are you saying he's gay?
You want me to repeat it?
All right, so he's as close to
gay. He's as close to gay as we're going to see in this, probably the next 50 years. Ralph Nader's not married. Ralph Nader's an environmentalist. Ralph Nader, his socks match his belt. Okay, right there. I think there are a lot of things that'll tip you off as to his orientation.
And what if you find out he's straight?
If I find out he's straight, I find out he's straight. But right now, he is the gay candidate, okay, whether he likes it or not.
And you are threatening if we don't get 20% vote for Ralph Nader, then you're calling a general gay strike.
I will call a general gay strike for 7 a.m., on the morning after the election. And I don't know the date of the election.
It's next Tuesday, okay?
All right. The day after that, we will call a general gay strike. No gay, and I would like to make this announcement right now to all gay people, don't go to work if Nader doesn't get 20% of the vote.
Do you realize what you sound like right now? You sound silly.
I may sound silly. I'm a gay man. So in other words, you think you can talk to me like that because I'm gay?
You know, Doug, you know that's not true.
Well, you're talking to me like I'm a child. Okay, I'm saying to all gay people, especially you people who work cattle and emergency medical services, we are calling a general strike for Tuesday.
All right, this is the Phil Henry Show. We got Doug Danger on.
And I do want people to know I'm gay, and I'm a gay journalist.
I got that, okay, and we're going to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. And while we get Doug on hold, basically what he's saying is that gay people should go on strike if Nader doesn't get 20% of the vote, because as of today, Danger says that Nader is the gay candidate. Now, he is threatening a general strike, which he says is going to hamper. If all gay people walk off the job on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, that means 70% of the armed forces, 60% of all police, a good 80 to 90% of all construction workers, and virtually the entire cattle industry will be completely wiped out. And I think that that is a threat that I don't like that, even though I don't think that he could possibly mobilize that many people in a short a time. I don't like it. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, back here live from the Museum of Television and Radio. And with me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. He is a writer who has come out and will, at least in his column tomorrow, endorse the Ralph Nader candidacy. You've said a couple of things here, Ted, that obviously we want to ask you about. Number one, you believe that Ralph Nader is a viable gay candidate.
Phil, I wanted to point out, first of all, that I am gay. I'm a gay journalist. And that I
understand that you're gay and you're a gay journalist.
Because of the fact that I am gay and that I am a gay journalist, my honesty, I think, comes into force. So, yes, I think I almost called him Ralph Gator. And I think that is kind of the Freudian slip a lot of us are making these days, Phil. And
Ralph Nader has never declared himself to be gay, and to call him a gay candidate is...
What, is that slander, Phil? So in other words, the homophobia that you feel in your heart...
I'm not homophobic. I'm saying it's not fair to characterize a guy as a gay candidate if he has not come out. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think the guy is as close as it's going to come. Close enough for rock and roll. And as far as we are concerned, if he doesn't get 20% of the vote, and I want you to count this, and I want you to make sure you hear me, 20% of the vote, or... if your kid falls out of a tree and you call an ambulance, there won't be an ambulance coming.
You know, I find that to be emotional blackmail.
Well, call it what you want. But we get a little payback, Phil, for Matthew Shepard and for Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Don't drag those things into this, man. You talk about children and their well-being.
We have a little payback time. Ellen DeGeneres, okay? That show went away without a peep. Why?
Because it sucked.
Okay. You know something, it might have sucked. I'll tell you something, Titus blows too, okay? But everybody's watching that one, and they're propping that up at the network. My point is that I think we got to start to support these people.
Okay, let's take a phone call here. Nevada on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
You really need some better criteria to vote for a candidate for the President of the United States than who they may or may not sleep with.
Well, I agree with you, ma'am. However, Ralph Nader is a great attorney. He's a great environmentalist. He is a brilliant man. And the fact is, he'll defeat Al Gore, and that's really what we want.
Well, I mean, you seem to be promoting the fact that his socks match his belt as a criteria for voting for president.
I'm a gay man.
Well, that's your problem.
Oh, you call that a problem? So you're a homophobe from Nevada, huh? You just get off the range. Let me tell you something.
Please.
You
do.
You want to fire all of your cattle? Do you work on a cat on a ranch?
No.
If you did, you would have to fire all your gay people to walk right off. You wouldn't have anybody cow punching.
I'm an unemployed single mother of two.
You work on a ranch?
No.
She's an unemployed single mother of two.
Then we need a new president for you, ma'am.
We're voting for a new president. Hello? Clinton's
okay.
Not running.
Ralph Nader is the president. He's a gay man. He'll do good things for you.
I would not vote for a person on the basis of their sexual orientation.
Let me ask you something. Ma'am, this is Phil Hendry. Who, if you don't mind me asking you, because we don't know who you are, who are you voting for?
I would have to vote for George Bush because he has some conservative values.
All right. So in other words, you're homophobic.
Well, see, because I don't agree with you. Why do you call me names?
No, you say he's got conservative values. That
does
means
that make...
you hate fags. That's basically what that
means,
right?
That's what you said.
That's what you said. Okay. Tell
I
you what. You don't
vote.
Do you have children?
I Well, what did he just tell you?
Okay, so maybe you, one of them falls out of a tree and you need to call an ambulance. Kiss that goodbye if you don't vote for Ralph Nader.
Well,
and if you'd like to eat steak, forget about that. And if you need a cop, forget that too. And if you need...
Okay, man, we get the idea. Thank you very much, man, for your call. 1-800...
Wow.
Yeah, I know, he's really weird.
Boy, wow, well, that's the way it's going. Yeah.
I guess, it's
you bet.
Sad.
Okay, mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, Ted, or Doug. Who are we talking to this hour?
Doug.
Okay. Unbelievable. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Why, the lady makes a good point. Why vote for a guy based upon his sexual orientation?
I think we need a gay president, Phil, because he brings a rhythm to the White House that I don't think we've had. I think we need a gay rhythm in there. It is a modality. It is a sensibility and a paradigm, if you will, that I think will feel good. I think people will just feel it. It's like tennis shorts. Do you like them short and snug, or do you like them big and baggy, you know? I prefer the old gay rhythm tennis short. Tennis is a gay game, okay? It's got a...
Okay, man, I don't understand
you. You don't understand me because you want to hear me, okay? You may not think you're a homophobe, Phil, but you're a raging fag hater.
Great. That's why I've been your pal for 10 years.
Whatever.
Okay. Here is St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, St. Louis.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
This is lively, isn't it?
A wild conversation here.
How are you? Who are you going to vote for? Who are you voting for, ma'am?
I'm voting for Bush.
Ma'am, my name is Ted Bell. I'm a gay journalist and a gay man.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I would really want you, I mean, my name is Doug Danger. I'm a gay journalist and a gay man. And I would really ask you to vote for Ralph Nader, okay? So we can get 20% of the vote.
I don't take kindly to threats, sir, with all due respect.
I understand that, ma'am, but I have to threaten you.
No, you don't. Just
I do.
I have no right to threaten you. You have no right to threaten me. And you
are
can't
you gonna...
even back up your threat.
Yes, I can, because most people who are working in the industries I just spoke about are gay.
Believe me, they're not going to look to you as their leader.
All gay people hear me. If you,
they may hear you, but
she's making a good point.
But certainly, they're not going to respond to the way you're acting. You sound like an idiot.
I sound like an idiot.
She's making a good point. What makes you think? Why do you think gay people are going to follow you?
Because I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay journalist and a gay man. I have the platform of a newspaper. And I would ask the lady, if you're going to vote for George Bush, right?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to vote for Ralph Nader instead.
Oh, and what makes you think you can tell me what to do?
Because if you don't, then you're not going to have any police protection.
That is so wrong, and you
really
are so wrong.
How
you
do
you
know?
You can't promise that. You
how
can't
do you
threaten
know?
That.
How do you know? How do you know I can't just call a gay strike and keep the St. Louis... The St. Louis Police Department is a good 30% gay. That's 30%. That's 30% of your police protection in the toilet, okay?
All right.
Okay, and they're going to listen to you why?
Because they don't have a gay president.
Because the St. Louis PD doesn't get Ralph Nader.
To follow you.
That's exactly correct. Okay,
why?
Bug off.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. You know something? You're going to have a little bit better criteria here, Ted, before you start threatening strikes. I mean, Doug.
Boy, you really got to get sleep before you do these remotes, man. I'll tell you that.
Okay, thanks. Maybe I ought to stay at Marriott's Courtyard Suites, right?
That's it.
The point that I'm trying to make...
Yeah, what is your point? Come on.
...is that you cannot threaten these kinds of things without backing them up.
Are you willing to take the chance that I can't back it up?
I don't...
All gay people in America...
Well, get out of here with the all gay people in America. Using my show as a platform...
Phil, you know that my column is syndicated. It's read all over the country. If I tell gay people to strike the day after, because we don't have a gay president, that lady's kid gets run over by a truck... Run over by a milk truck, or maybe she just backs over the kid. She's too stupid to take a look and see if anybody's in the driveway behind her. There's going to be an ambulance there. I can guarantee you that, because I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. My name is Doug Danger, not Ted Bell. And I'm here to tell you that these are the things that I can promise. And
you sound so angry, man, and you sound so vitriolic, and you sound like you're really going to... You're just so full of hate.
Yeah, I got a few acts. Al Gore should never have turned me down for that interview. It bugs me.
All right, hold the line here. We'll get back to more of your anger. 1-800...
Just don't be homophobe.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about his column tomorrow, where he's going to endorse. I guess you're endorsing, you're coming right out and endorsing Ralph Nader because you say he's a viable gay candidate.
Absolutely, Phil. I think that is the best route for all gay people to go, Ralph Nader.
Even though he's not gay.
He's as close as we're going to get. And all I'm saying is, I am making a point that few people really want to deal with, and that's the fact that if I send all gay people out on strike...
What do you mean if you send all gay people out on strike?
Look, if I drop the right word in the right bars, there are going to be a lot of people not showing up for work on Wednesday of next week, okay? And that's all there is to it. And that means not just a few people, that's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who will not show up working ambulance duty, will not show up in the telephone company. They're not going to show up, whatever you want to milk. The guy, you take milk, don't you, home delivery?
Yes, we do.
Well, forget it. Because most milkmen are gay. And all of the
oh, man, I'd love to see your stats on this stuff.
Well, hey, Phil, I'll tell you what, come Wednesday, you won't have to look at any stats, you'll know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Grand Island on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Grand Island, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to start by saying...
Hold on for a minute. Is this the call on line 6? Grand Island? Okay, is it a man or a woman? Okay, why'd you guys put up female? Because you made a mistake. Hello, Grand Island, go ahead. Grand Island. Yeah, next time don't make a freaking mistake. Here is Warren, New Jersey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Listen, I can understand you being angry about not getting an interview, but I don't think making veiled threats about the health and welfare of a child that's injured and an ambulance is going to show up. I don't think that's right. I don't understand.
Really? Okay, then vote for Ralph Nader. And
well,
you got no problem.
You know what? This is America. I mean, you can't make threats. You're an intelligent man.
I'm going to tell you right now what
you're
I'm saying to you is...
You're a syndicated columnist. How can you make a comment? You're telling me you sound like a Nazi.
No, I'm not a Nazi. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All
you
right,
wear that?
So you're gay. God bless you, okay?
Okay.
You know, that's
being
your business.
Gay, because
but
I'm gay...
But you sound like a Nazi.
Why am I a Nazi when I say we should have
Ralph Nader and my kids lying in my driveway hit by a car? The ambulances are going to come because 90% of the ambulance drivers are gay, and they're going to say, screw me, because I didn't vote for Ralph Nader.
Sir, I can do it one way or the other. I could say that either we're going to go out on strike or we could just have a lot of gay people move into your neighborhood.
Hey, now, if that's what they want to do, then that's okay. As
you got no problem with that, right?
Ones, I don't care.
All right, well, here's the problem with having gay people move in your neighborhood. Gay people are not bad, but we bring a lot of rough trade with us. A lot of strange people come in with us, okay?
Oh, man, that's from
now
New
what
York.
Are you
Let
saying?
Let me tell you something. There's all
Where
kinds
you live?
Of
you live
strange
in,
people.
You live
on
in Warren, New Jersey?
Corner, so what?
I can tell you that Warren, New Jersey has got some very nice real estate values right now.
Yeah, they do.
I could get a block of fags moving in next door to you next week.
And okay.
Hey. Stay in your own town, all right?
You're voting for Ralph Nader, sir, or otherwise there's going to be a lot of hurt children out there.
You're going to move into Warren, New Jersey. All right.
That's right. Hey, are you voting for Ralph Nader?
Huh?
Are you voting
for
Ralph Nader?
No, I'm not.
Then your kid's crippled. Then your child gets crippled under a car.
Ralph Nader has some good ideas.
He does have good ideas. That's the first smart thing you've said, because maybe you can save a child's life.
Well,
what does that mean?
So.
In other words, if he votes for Ralph Nader...
You vote for Ralph Nader, or a child gets crippled.
Boy, this is the kind of thing, man, that I don't understand, how you can say that. You're talking about how 90% of the police are gay, and...
This guy's in Warren, New Jersey. The New Jersey State Patrol is about 45 to 50% gay. Okay? You got no cops there, sir, if you don't vote for Nader.
I don't know how you can do it. 1-800-449-8686. See what I'm doing here. All right, let's go to, this is Mansfield on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just wanted to tell this guy that, he doesn't have the right to tell anybody what to do.
Okay, first of all, I don't have to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you what the consequences of what you don't do will be.
Well, go out on strike. Who cares?
Well, because
if
we go out on strike,
the world's going to go on without
you,
All
the bowling balls are made by gay people, pal. What are you going to do on your Wednesday nights then?
What am I going to do on my Wednesday nights?
If you don't have a bowling ball,
Well,
and all those bowling trophies that you got.
Who goes bowling?
You?
Me?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
I go flying for a living.
You go flying for a living? Well, guess what? All the airline pilots are gay, too.
Oh, hey, let them
so
be.
So you got yourself a problem there, pal.
No, I
and
don't.
If you
I
think
fly
you're going to go fly.
Hey, I fly single-engine Cessnas. I don't have a problem. The
you
problem
need air traffic
you.
Control? You need air traffic control?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You
no,
got to talk
don't.
To a radio tower, and there's gay
no,
people there. And
no,
not to mention the fact that you yourself are probably gay. So anyway.
All right, okay.
Me.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Look, Doug, good luck to you. God bless you in the future with the Ralph Nader candidacy, but I don't see this guy being the gay candidate, okay?
He gets married, man. You let me know. Until then, he's the gay candidate.
All right, thanks. The Phil Henry Show. Hey, let me talk to Mike. Let me talk to Mike. Pick me up the piece. We're live here at the Museum of Television and Radio, and there are a lot of people here watching me do this show, and I just had a temper tantrum off the air, and they got to see that too. And a lot of people, when they go out on remote, they think it's, you know, they're supposed to be somebody other than who they are. And I decided that I would come here today and be the asshole that I am. And you like that? And I, you know, as I said to you guys off the air, I take what I do very seriously, and I work probably too hard at it, and as a result, I'll die young.
Yeah!
Boo! Anyway, I thought I'd stop down here and relax a little bit and tell you about a little bit of what's going on in my life. One of which items that I attended last evening was something called the Vagina Monologues. Have you guys heard of this? Well, I was the only guy in the audience, so I'll tell you. No, I went with my wife. We went down the street here to the Cannon Theater in Beverly Hills, and we saw three really good actresses, Carol Kane and Felicia Rashad and Kimberly Williams. And it was really interesting listening to women talking about their vaginas. But that's really what it was. It was a lot of it was a lot of monologuing and storytelling from the viewpoint of a lot of women that were interviewed, and they took all these stories and then they turned them into monologues and set pieces that they could communicate to us as an audience. But the most fascinating part of the night for me was that Ann Martin from Channel 2 was sitting right in front of me, and I didn't recognize her, and I said, "Excuse me, do you know where the restroom is?" And she turned around and told me. And then I realized who it was, and I went up and got the thing. When I came back, she'd gotten up and left, and I thought she was disgusted with the show, when in point of fact, she had to go and do the news. So that was the high point of my night last night, seeing Ann Martin. But this was a really... and I just got past the note, were there any talking vaginas? No, that's not what that is. It was about a whole bunch of stuff, but it was kind of interesting. But I was sitting there trying to be hip, and when your wife takes you to something, and you want to go because you want to be a good guy, don't you feel like an idiot when you don't understand anything that's being said or done up there? So I was clapping at everything. Just when I saw everyone else clap, I would clap, you know. And then my wife, when we were driving home, said to me, "You were clapping like an idiot. What were you doing?" I said, "I was clapping when everyone else, when you were clapping." She says, "I know, but half that crap wasn't even funny. I was just clapping to be polite, too." So I will tell you that, okay, hold on for a minute. Okay, I just got passed a note here. I need to have this verified before I go on the air with it. All right. I just got passed a news item, so should I do this or not? All right, I'm told I got to go with this. I need to have this verified before I go on the air with this. All right. Bud.
I just got the word.
All right. I am so very, very sorry to be the one who has to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I have just received word from news sources that at 9, it was just about actually 15 minutes to 9, so that would have been 8:45 Eastern Time, Oh, I am so very, very sad to tell you that Oprah Winfrey has signed for 2 more years of her talk show. That was at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I need to get that verified. We are in shock. As soon as we get some news from, we do have Bob Bakian, I know, who is out and about in the Phil Henry News Copter. I don't know whether, Bob, if you can hear us. I know that this news probably comes as a shock to you. Bob Bakian, are you up there?
Yes, Phil. I'm out here over the area. This is blowing my world of Chicago right now, Phil, where the announcement was made. The city in mourning this evening as a candlelight vigil has begun along State Street, out down along the Lakeshore Drive, where Oprah Winfrey lives. Yes, the news came to us, and here was some of the reaction from the people on the street.
Yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I know there's a Lord. I know there's a God.
I didn't know Oprah, but her show was so horrible, and we prayed, of course, for 4:30 and Blessed Release to come, and now this. And
this gentleman here worked on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought she was a nice lady, but her show sucked, you know. And now I got to work on it 2 more years. I would rather be on unemployment. I would rather not work at all.
Yes, that was this poor gentleman talking about this. Phil, we are circling over Chicago right now as this word has come in. This is Bob Bakian, news.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. And as Bob... Oh, man. As Bob will bring us those stories, the news as we received it, Oprah Winfrey, the queen of daytime talk, won't be leaving her throne anytime soon. Please forgive me. Winfrey and King World Productions agreed Wednesday to a 2-year contract that will keep her on the air through 2003-2004. This, obviously, a tragedy of monumental epic proportions. We, of course, do have your phone calls coming in. We will take them. One from Lakewood. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Wow, man. It's really knocked the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, I know, sir.
I, God, I hate her show. And the fact that it's on...
I understand. I think we're all in shock, and all we can do now is just reach out to each other.
That's I came in. I was getting some groceries out of the thing, and I heard my wife scream, and I ran in, and she said Winfrey, and I was just sitting down to dinner, and it was what I like, which is fried pork chops and rice, and now I don't have any appetite. I feel like I need to just, you know, I gotta go.
All right, that's a gentleman who is going to be sick. From the news, if you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, if you are just tuning into the Phil Henry Show here this evening, we have received the devastating news. Oprah Winfrey has signed to do 2 more years of her show. Let's go to Bob Bakian. Bob is out and about in the news helicopter. Bob?
Yes, Phil. Right now there are candlelight vigils all over America. In Denver, Colorado, a full coffin is being carried by the crowd. Not the death of Oprah Winfrey's show. No, not that. That would bring blessed relief. No, the death of our joy, the death of our viewing habits, as we now have to sit and watch Oprah Winfrey for another 2 years and have our wives implement all of her bullcrap advice into our lives. That's what's going to be happening. 2 more. Forgive me, Phil. Oh, the loop ran out. There it is. Forgive me, Phil. This is Bob Bakian.
Bob, are you okay? Okay. It's unbelievable. Let's go to another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Phil, how are you?
Good.
I don't know. I was, I guess at this time you just say where you were.
Absolutely. I remember when Kennedy got shot. We all remember where we were when President Kennedy died.
We all will remember where we were when we found out that Oprah's going to stay on the air, and I was feeding the general his dinner. My husband, Frank, General Frank, as you know, he spends most of his time in the solarium sunning himself, and I was just spooning some strained beets. Oh, God.
I understand.
I'll always cherish the thought that I had that maybe they'd cancel her show. I'll always have that in my mind, even though now it's not true.
I guess all we can do is press on and, you know.
Religion really is.
Spirituality, yes.
A belief in Jesus. For all of our Jewish friends, for all of our Christian friends, we can join together now. And you know, it's funny. Frank has not been sexually active for quite some time. And it was so curious because I walked over to his wheelchair and I saw he had a little bit of a pup tent going. And then the news came over about Oprah Winfrey and it just deflated. You know, it went down like that. So.
All right. I thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much, Phil. You do such a wonderful, wonderful service for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob Bakian is in the... Thank you very much, ma'am. And, of course, we will take your phone calls. If you are joining us, if you have not heard the news, you must be a hermit. You must be living under a rock somewhere. You must have been asleep for the last few days. The rest of the world is in mourning as we have found out that Oprah Winfrey has re-signed for 2 more years of her television deal. Bob Bakian is back up with us. Bob, what have you got?
Phil, you mentioned that religion plays a very big part at times like these, and indeed it does. A candlelight vigil has stopped here at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Denver, Colorado, where Father Gray is now calling for calm in the midst of this turmoil. Here is what Father Gray had to say.
And I'll tell you now that God will always smile on us. Doesn't matter. I walk by the TV and I see her big fat ass there or pulling the fat in the wheelbarrow behind her, whatever it is she does. That for a few blessed minutes of relief, I've still got Dr. Laura, and for however long that's on. But anyway, I...
Well, that's all we had, Phil. It got cut off after that. So, I don't know what to tell you, but I feel like leaping out of my helicopter. That's how sad, that's how depressed I am. And don't I sound just like Walter Cronkite? I think I'll jump from my helicopter. This is Bob Bakian.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Well, we, yes, we're sad. Yes, we're devastated. Yes, I feel like crying until I don't stop crying. I feel like, I don't know what I want to do. I want to scream at the heavens and say, why? In a time like this that tests your very faith in God himself. But I remember way back when, when I was just a little kid, you know, and the nuns would say, buck up, smile, it's a new day tomorrow, and it might be Saturday. She doesn't air on Saturday. That's all we can hope for. I do appreciate you people listening to me. I think what we can all do is just shake our fist at God and say, make it go away, please. Make her go away. Let's all do that right now. Let's make her go away. Make her go away. Let's all say it. Make her go
away. Make her go away. Make her go away.
Thank you.